The Osgood Files, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In Dexter, Missouri, the Tyson Foods poultry plant is about to get company. An entrepreneur named Jerry Bagby is investing $5 million to put a cluck in your tank. More after this from the American Jewish Committee. The high price of oil has unleashed a wave of creativity across the land. Some would say desperation. I prefer creativity. I know people with a little backyard refining operation turning oil from Chinese restaurants into biodiesel for about a buck a gallon. The morning commute on our block smells like Peking duck. See, and you thought the house next door was a meth lab. No, they're probably just trying to achieve personal energy independence. And now, entrepreneurs are taking this movement to the next level. Two Missouri businessmen plan to get raw chicken fat for about $1.45 a gallon from a Tyson poultry plant, fat once destined for pet food and soap, refine it, mix it with soybean oil, and produce about 3 million gallons of biodiesel a year, and make money doing it. In fact, Tyson plans to start its own renewable energy division later this year. Same with Purdue and Smithfield, who all produce breathtaking amounts of fat that nobody wanted until now. And we're not talking small change anymore. Every year, Tyson alone produces 2.3 billion pounds of chicken fat. Add to that the fat from pigs and cattle, the trans fats that New York City's getting rid of, the fat that Starbucks plans to remove from its seasonal pumpkin muffins. And one expert says there is so much animal fat available that by 2012, the U.S. will be producing 1 billion gallons of biodiesel in all. That's enough to fuel the whole country for about a month and a half, which is not a bad start. And most important, there's no one from the axis of evil who can threaten to turn off the fat at the spigot. Now, it's not a solution to global warming. Biodiesel produces greenhouse gases, too, but at least if it catches on, as the earth warms up, it'll smell like barbecue. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, January 3rd, 2007.